September 24, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. A goal of preparation. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there thou rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Matthew 5:23. It is easy to imagine that we will get to a place where we are complete and ready, but preparation is not suddenly accomplished. It is a process steadily maintained. It is dangerous to get into a settled state of experience. It is preparation and preparation. The sense of sacrifice appeals readily to a young Christian. Humanly speaking, the one thing that attracts to Jesus is our sense of the heroic, and the scrutiny of our Lord's words suddenly brings this tide of enthusiasm to the test. First be reconciled to thy brother. The goal of preparation is to let the Word of God scrutinize. The sense of heroic sacrifice is not good enough. The thing the Holy Spirit is detecting in you is the disposition that will never work in His service. No one but God can detect that disposition in you. Have you anything to hide from God? If you have, then let God search you with His light. If there is sin, confess it, not admit it. Are you willing to obey our Lord and Master, whatever the humiliation to your right to be yourself may be? Never discard a conviction. If it is important enough for the Spirit of God to have brought it to your mind, it is that thing He is detecting. We're looking for a great thing to give up. God is telling you of some tiny thing. But at the back of it, there lies the central citadel of obstinacy. I will not give up my right to myself. The thing God intends you to give up if ever you are going to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's the end of Oswald's text. It really is in the little things that we discover how truly committed we are to the purposes of God and to our relationship to God in intimacy. The little things are the things always that keep us from being our best for God, keep us from absolute and utter surrender and affection to God. It's easy to do the big things, the glorious things, the things people can see and praise us for. It is very difficult for us to be satisfied or find fulfillment in quiet obscurity. Yet that was where Jesus was relative to being the king of the universe. He lived here in relative obscurity. He came in a place of poverty. He lived with nothing, died with nothing, and was treated shabbily, although all he did was good. But he was faithful in the little things, the tiny things, obedient to the Spirit when the Spirit whispered in his ear. So if you have great plans for God and expectations that you can accomplish much for him, reconsider the little things in your life, the hidden things that no one else sees, that you certainly wouldn't want anyone else to see, things that you feel you can skim over and gloss over and kind of keep hidden. Those are the things that keep you from unbroken affection, God. So if you would have an intimate, passionate relationship with God, admit to Him, confess to Him, even the little things, even admit that you can't seem to have victory over them, and watch Him do the work of the King of the universe. He can do everything that we cannot do.